USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is now treating the Garlic Festival murders in Gilroy, California, as a domestic terrorism case. FBI Special Agent in Charge John Bennett explains why they opened it.
We have to determine that individual's ideology caused them to commit the act of violence in furtherance of their political and social goals.
President Trump will travel to Dayton and El Paso on Wednesday following the deadly mass murders over the weekend.
The president and the first lady want to go into these communities so that they can share in the sadness but also share in the anger and try and come up with some solutions and talk to people on the ground there.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley also says the president wants to talk with those affected by the shootings and also wants to praise first responders who saved lives in both shootings. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 312 points to close at 2630. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
China is again retaliating to President Trump saying he's placing more tariffs on Chinese goods. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
China is saying it's no longer purchasing any U.S. agricultural products because of the escalating trade war. A Chinese Ministry of Commerce spokesman saying it's because of President Trump's plans to impose yet more tariffs on Chinese goods on the 1st of September. China's been one of the largest buyers of U.S. foreign products.
A Detroit mother of seven was shot and killed while attending a barbecue as a fight breaks out over shoes following a basketball game in a park. The guy who lost the game was supposed to turn over his shoes, but instead he pulled out and fired a gun. One bullet hitting and killing Frankie Marks. Her mother, Sherry Scott, says the family is torn apart.
You're hurting families. You're hurting your family. We have kids here who will never know their mom. They're going to grow up without a mother.
One other person was shot, but he is expected to survive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as many people search for answers after two killers committed mass murders in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas, Dr. Warren Farrell believes that there's a boy crisis in America, and he tells Fox News why he wants the president to get involved.
Because boys have been having increasing numbers of problems. Boys are much more likely to commit suicide now than girls are, four to six times as likely in their late teens and early 20s. Their life expectancy is going down. That's amazing that any sex's life expectancy is going down. Girls' life expectancy is not going down. Their sperm counts are going down by 50%. Their IQs are going down. They're much more likely to feel that anger that comes without having jobs. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell pointed out there's two crises that are occurring in the future. One is the cyber warfare. The second is the boy crisis.
Yeah.
And so if we're not preparing our schools with male teachers, with communication systems, teaching girls and boys in elementary school to communicate with each other rather than bully each other, teaching their parents to communicate with each other so that there aren't the divorces that lead to the absence of fathers.
Dr. Farrell is co-author of a book along with John Gray titled The Boy Crisis. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.